This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I'm absolutely raging about my Crocs.
I was literally just going to say, you might be glad of that because I've worn my Crocs to a festival before and I feel like you never really get the mud out of them because like there's a lot of grooves in the bottom and I just feel like you can wipe them down, you can hose them down and sometimes it's nice to keep your Crocs nice.
I know. Oh,
is that them?
I think my Crocs have just
Oh my God.
You're
well, then
joking.
I take back everything I said. It's
oh
amazing
God,
to have Crocs at a festival.
Oh, you've no idea what this means. My dog ate my Crocs.
They look chunky. Yeah. Are they platform?
These are them. These are them.
Oh my God, they're incredible.
They're like bubble Crocs at the bottom. And I just was like, because I've done it before at festivals, you know, in the morning or in the middle of the night when you're just bursting.
Yeah, you need something.
And you can't. But you're the thought of like lacing up your shoes, you know, to go outside sucks.
No,
like,
I know.
I just need my Crocs. So
sorry. Oh, they're too nice for a festival,
Do you know?
They are, it's an evening shoe. They are stunning.
Oh, I don't know, Fee. I'm like, look, they're Crocs at the end of the day.
No, but they're kind of like, they're like a very beautiful nude beige colour. And then at the bottom, they kind of have like a butter yellow, very on trend at the moment, and a darker nude.
No, they're very pretty. I'll definitely give them that. I had to clarify these now for
Very good.
I was like, the standard ones are down to about 40 these days, I think. But these were 80, I think.
Oh,
but
they're worth every penny. They
like,
are
feck it,
a fabulous
I'll
looking pair.
I'll clarify it. I was like, I'm not paying 80 for Crocs, but then I justified it in my head by being like, sure, I'll split it up on Clark.
Exactly, it's grand. You basically,
but you know our boss Nick?
Yeah.
For a while he was saying that him and his wife used to wash, he'd probably kill me for saying this, used to wash their son's little Crocs in the dishwasher.
No way, does that work?
I don't know, like, yeah, it's probably not the most hygienic thing in the world you could do, but maybe you just do a Crocs wash and maybe if you just throw on the dishwasher then for a run on its own, it'd be grand.
Smart.
But just to clean them off, there's nothing worse when they get manky. They're
it's
actually
hard.
Difficult to clean Crocs,
they are,
aren't they?
Yeah. They are. And sometimes they have stains, but no, they are a gorgeous, gorgeous fucking pair of Crocs.
I literally just checked the On Post app and they, at the very end of the show, I just mentioned that. Oh my God, they fit like a dream.
Now, will you stand in solidarity with me and wear them into, will you wear them into work sometimes, please?
Oh yeah, I'll
okay, thank you. Okay, very good.
There's a massive, like, reinforcement on it.
That is exactly what it is. It's a reinforcement. They are
Callum, you
probably the nicest pair I've ever
seen.
They're
on my desk, which why I like it. Otherwise,
it's
I wouldn't
weird
have noticed.
Because On Post had said, like, I just checked it there before the end of the show, and On Post were still like, the last update I got was we're sorting your parcel, and that was yesterday. I want to show you the ones that I wanted versus the ones that I got, okay? Because the ones that I wanted, now, they're actually, do you know what, a bit offensively too sexy for Crocs. Like, no one should be allowed to wear something so sexy on their feet. It's crazy. These are, and they're so similar, the ones I got, but I was dying. Are these the ones? No, Mega Crush clogs. Where are the ones that are kind of bubbly or something? If I can't find this, don't worry, I'll cut all this out of the podcast. Yeah, but I don't want to waste too much more of your time if
no,
I can't find
please
them.
Please, let us see.
Yeah, maybe they've been taken down because there was very little sizes left. Maybe the last tiny sizes that I was after were gone.
Aww.
But they were just so beautiful. Very similar to the ones that I have on my feet right now, but I would say slightly nicer. Oh, this is them. Feck my life, they're gone. Yeah. So these are the ones that I was looking for. They're called, if you find them anywhere, best of luck and send me a link because I've searched everywhere for alternatives to find them on different websites. They're called the Crocs Bubble Crush Platform, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're spenny now. It's a Clarina job, but that's them.
Wow.
I
no,
was
they're
mad
not that
for them.
Different to what you got, Em.
Oh,
and I
they're like Crocs with Yeezys on the bottom.
Yes, they are giving Yeezy. No,
they're kind of runnery vibes almost.
Yeah. I genuinely prefer the ones you got.
Really?
Yeah.
They're right up the top there on where that's the ones I got then.
I think yours are nicer.
You reckon?
Yeah,
Mega
100%.
Clogs.
In tonal neutral.
They are fabulous.
Thanks so much, guys.
Oh,
all the comfort
God,
of the clog, but with the reinforcement of a runner.
You should be the Croc spokesman.
Have you invested yet?
No.
What do you wear around the house? Slippers?
Paddy's fluffy socks.
Oh yeah, but like...
And no slipper. What if there's a spillage from cooking in the
I
kitchen?
I do have some Mike Wazowski slippers.
Okay, and do you wear them?
Now and again.
But Callum,
his
I need...
Do you know what it is? I think when you inevitably leave Santry and leave your apartment...
Which we're all waiting for.
Yeah, waiting for the day. You will need... If you ever live in a house, you need...
Yeah, well, I do have flip flops.
Okay, so you're
you know, if you're bringing
your
out the bins or whatever, like if you're in and out of the garden, yeah. I need something to throw on. That's why I think.
Yeah, that's very true.
What about when you go down to the bins in your basement? Okay, yeah, and so then do you take off the fluffy sock and put on the flip flops? Oh, you sure?
I am like some state that I go to the bins in.
That's fine. Like you should see me rocking around. Yeah. Like when I go down to Knockgrove, I'm like, I am like actually vile.
Yeah, no, I do take it too far. Like even when I'm going to like Dundrum, like shopping centre, which is like you should look all right going
no.
in there.
You should have seen the hack of me in there the other day, sweating like
especially the fancy part of Dundrum when you go in, like that bit where there's like BT2.
Oh, it's just Brown Thomas,
now.
Yeah, because I always park in the basement of that and I come up looking like a fucking wreck.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, just please don't look directly at me as I walk through.
No, it's awful.
As I walk through the shop.
I actually think that people, I look like such a state, like I feel like staff members keep an eye on me kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's I look dodgy. I look so bad. Enjoy the bank holiday. Enjoy the show. We're back live Tuesday morning, but there's plenty of podcast episodes to catch up on if you've
missed
any.
And we're also on the radio on Sunday.
Oh,
yeah. How does that work if Emma's at all together? And you're at all together now.
It's magic.
We're on the radio.
A magician never reveals her secrets.
We're actually genuinely here Tuesday morning, though, in person, in spirit. Or not in spirit, in real life.
In body. In physical body. Good.
3-8 Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there.
Good morning.
It's Friday of a long weekend. We did it.
Oh, it is.
Well done, everybody.
Hey.
We got here. What's the crack? Sorry to bring the mood down, but something that is now stuck in my brain now has to be stuck in yours. Sorry.
Oh, go on.
God. I saw this on my phone yesterday and it wasn't even something that I stopped and looked at. I was simply flicking through like a loser who wastes time on their phone like everybody else.
Hey.
Like everybody else.
Don't say that about my best friend.
But as I was flicking through, as I said, I didn't listen to this. I just saw the headline of the tweet before a video was attached that I did not watch. And all it said was, didn't have Perry Edwards singing an acoustic version of Shout Out to My Ex on my bingo card for 2025. And I continued flicking through countless other random bits of content.
Yeah.
And ever since, this is a channel to my ex. Hey, yeah, look me like I did, baby. Forget that boy, I'm over it. Oh, I'm gonna say thank you for the tattoos and this show, baby. I'm cool, by the way. I swear to God, I don't even like the song.
Wait, did she just do the acoustic version now? Did she break up with her fella? Like, why is she doing that now?
Oh, I don't care.
I'm invested.
I don't think it's anything to do with Fella. I think she's happy out. She's probably just performing at her mom's 70th or something.
I need to look into this because, like, she's so, like, not there. Like, there. I feel like they've really made the departure from Little Mix.
Right.
Now
what drives me nuts is just how I'm in the shower, I'm literally putting the bins out, and I'm like, and I swear, I'm one of these people who, when that song was everywhere, I was like, I hate this
really
song. This is a show, not doing my head. There you go. Get into your head for the whole day. That's it. If I'm suffering, we're all suffering together.
Please allow me to investigate this, and I'll come back. I need to know what's been going on with Perry and the twins.
Okay, 8 o'clock, we'll have an update on how Perry is.
Your number one hit music station.
Raven Lynae and Love Me Not here on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. What's the crack? A reminder, do you remember for like weeks we were banging on about Spin's holiday hot pick and we wanted to send somebody to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta? Well, we have a winner. Okay?
We do.
But the winner was put through his paces, I suppose, in order to claim his prize. And we're going to speak to him and hear the full story on the show after 8 o'clock this morning. It's pretty cool. So that's coming up later.
Very, very exciting. Cannot wait to chat to him. For now, a lot of tourists and people who visit Dublin kind of have similar feedback. Okay, they enjoy the crack, they enjoy the kill, but they also say, geez, you have a lot of bridges. Which is something I would agree with.
Is that really something? I haven't seen, no.
There's an an unusual amount of bridges for such a small city. Some would argue we don't need that much.
Right.
And it's
hard. Kind of like, do you want to cross the Liffey? We'll give you 20 options.
Here's 95 options for you.
Do you want a footbridge? Would you prefer a pedestrian with it? Like, what's your fancy here?
Exactly.
Do you want some steps on one?
Yes. Would you like a bit of flourish at the top? Mm. Some swirls? Mm. Or what are you after?
Do you know what? I would argue that there is not enough bridges.
Where are you going to fit a new one, Gav?
After the Samuel Beckett, there's nothing. So if you're like Three Arena side and you want to get over to Grand Canal side,
Eastlink.
You have to. Yeah.
There Eastlink. Is one.
But then if
are you talking about going in the Three Arena direction?
Yeah.
Well, then we reach a thing I like to call the sea.
I
which
know.
Is hard to get a bridge across. Yeah. Are you looking for a bridge back to England?
Yeah,
tell him I don't know if we're going to be able to
give me a bridge to Wales.
We will surely
what I do
try.
Remember, though, was years ago I worked up in that neck of the woods and there used to be a boat service.
Oh.
Just across
oh,
there.
To get across the Liffey.
Yeah, between
oh
the Eastlink and the Samuel Beckett. You
we
could just
need
pop
to
down and it was like £2 across and he just bring you over and back up.
Get the leak card on that. That'd be
yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's fun, but it's also like it's just there. Like, let's chill. We can walk the bridge. So we were obviously on those bridges, sometimes there does be a bit of traffic and it can be hard to distinguish what. And our friend Alex, who reads the traffic, did an excellent descriptor of one of these bridges that we could all understand the other day.
Yeah, it's
we
just at the Watling Street Bridge there. That's the Blue Bridge on the Houston side. And if you've never heard of it, it's near the old pub that they used in Love Hate.
That was brilliant.
I love this.
Thanks for speaking in our language, Alex. I now know and will never forget the Watling Bridge.
Exactly. He can't detail the violent scenes that happened in there, but it's in all of our heads. Mm-hmm. We know what
that
happened.
That trauma's there from when we all watched that way too young.
Exactly. So I thought, why don't I try and come up with fun ways to describe every bridge in Dublin.
Okay.
Now, I will say, you're just going to have to cut me off whenever you want, because there's about 95 of these, and I've come up with something for all of them. So whenever you want to start playing that music, Emma, you just do it. Let's start.
Okay, let's go.
Tom Clark Bridge. The obvious description for this would be near Three Arena, but I like to call it the bridge where you can watch the live stream of boats coming in and out of Dublin Port in real life.
Yes!
You don't even have to get it up on a screen because it's literally
it's
there.
It's right there. Good
which
stuff.
I love. Yeah. Samuel Beckett Bridge, which I like to call Tweezer Bridge because it looks like a tweezer. And then all the ropes that are coming
are all
off
your stray,
of it are the hairs.
Stray eyelashes.
Yes.
Stray eyebrows. Don't
stray
don't fuck your
chin
eyelashes.
Hairs.
Yeah.
And sometimes they light up in the dark.
They do.
To remind you that you are aging and you're getting a hairy chin. Sean O'Casey Bridge. The Celtic Tiger Bridge that was meant to be able to open and close to let boats past, but no one can find the remote control. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Talbot Memorial Bridge. Okay. The hefty lad that looks like it's being propped up with skateboard ramps. We all know that one, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. The Loop Line Bridge. This is the bridge by Tara Street Dart Station where you see the dart going past. So I've just called that the bridge by Tara Street Dart Station that lets you know you've missed your train and may as well go for a pint. Mm-hmm. Love that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then beside that, there's the bridge with no name beside Liberty Hall.
Oh, what's that one? There's no name.
No, there's no name, according to Google Maps. Could be like its older brother, O'Connell Bridge, if it just applied itself. Rosie Hackett Bridge. It's the bridge that the Lewis does go across and where I once went to a protest. So if you don't know about that protest that I went to in 2018, then you don't really know your Dublin bridge.
No, you don't.
So every time you pass that, be like, yeah, Fiona went to a protest there in 2018. O'Connell Bridge, of course. Get your hat, scarves and badges bridge. Mm-hmm. You can always pick up anything you need there on the bridge itself. Haypenny Bridge. Well, there's always American tourists taking pictures on it. So it's called, sorry, can I just get past you there? Sorry, can I just get through bridge?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I get past
you? Sorry, do you mind just taking away a picture of us bridge?
Exactly, yes. Millennium Bridge. Wouldn't survive a gust of wind bridge.
No.
Not,
it makes me nervous on foot.
Yeah,
that's a wobbly
not,
bridge.
Not looking
one.
In the best shape. Grattan Bridge. Get yourself a cheeky D Fontaine's Bridge. It leads directly to my favourite pizzeria, D Fontaine's Bridge. This is actually the last one I have. I gave up. O'Donovan Rossa Bridge. Lads in suits riding bleeper bikes bridge, which is what I saw there when I clicked into Google Maps Street View this morning. And as it shall evermore be known.
I can't even escape Google Maps.
Yes,
that's just
exactly.
What you're going to see.
That's where I gave up. Thank
nice
you.
One. Emma, Dave and Fiona, you know today is the day someone could win a massive six-figure sum on the cash machine. It's really exciting for somebody and we'll give you all the details you need to know if you haven't entered yet and you don't know what the crack is.
Woo-hoo.
We will fill you in. For now, though, Fiona, when you got Danish first, right, and I feel like I'm always talking about this dog on the show, and if you're getting a bit fed up of it, I'm sorry. I'm actually overly conscious of not mentioning him too much because I'm like, are people just getting fed up of me talking about this dog?
Well, I love it.
But he completely has taken over life, and that's obviously what happens when you get a dog, and I'm a noob to this. I'm only a few months in. Did you give up when it comes to cleaning?
I feel like, and now this is a really specific thing. She loves these treats that are really crummy and she loves eating them on the rug and it would just, they're always in there and I hoover like every day and I need to just give up. There's a lot of her treat remnants around the place.
Right, okay.
More so than hairs. So yeah,
more so than hairs.
You do have to just be like, Grant.
I changed the sheets two nights ago and like I do give him free reign of the house, which probably is my own, like let him
no why let else him do you have a pet?
Yeah, so he hops on the bed, does a quick roll and that's it. The bed sheets are absolutely destroyed. Take a mover to them sometimes, forget about it. The other thing he loves to do is lick the windows. I don't know why.
They're a snack.
Yeah, he literally just sits out looking out the front window licking the window. It's disgusting. It
gets, that's so,
you know,
cute.
That mangy looking spitty vibe.
It's actually all over my car window.
Right, okay. Then there's also the back door window, which gets gross because if he's out for 30 seconds longer than he'd like to be, he's jumping up and he's trying to get back in.
Of course.
So the paw marks are all over the window. So when I first got Seamus, I'd say two or three times a week, I was following around with a bottle of Windoline, just constantly wiping down windows after him, trying to keep the place tidy. As I say, went from constantly like hoovering down the bed sheets, but it's on the daily. And I get like parents do this a lot, where it's like cleaning up after a day in the house and you get an hour out of it. This morning, I woke up and only this week, like was on my hands and knees, top of the stairs. It's all carpeted and it's an old carpet in a rental house. It never looks nice no matter what you do with it. But anyway, scrubbing. Like, didn't even have the big cylinder bit on the hoover. Just was down with the tube. Just going at it.
Yeah.
Place was looking somewhat decent. And I get out of bed this morning and my plant has been knocked over.
No.
And there's just compost all over.
No.
I think there's still compost in my shoes now because, you know, like I didn't get all the remnants off.
Oh, God forbid you try and have cleaner air in your household with a pet around.
I know. So that's sitting there. I said, Jack, you're going to have to kind of deal with that. Mm. I get downstairs and he has the most beautiful blanket that used to be a picnic blanket but is now his to sleep with and cuddle or whatever. That's grand. I don't know how, but between last night when I went to bed at 10 o'clock and this morning, because I shouldn't let him roam, I did, he has taken like, say, I'd say 25% of that blanket.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Oh, God.
And it's in, I guess, like 75,000 pieces across
various locations.
The kitchen floor.
Oh, for God's
sake.
Right.
There was a pair of shoes that were at the top of the stairs. Now, he didn't do me any, no harm for them to be gone in the bin anyway. They're a bit gross, to be honest with you. Just now, a pair of sliders from about 20 years ago that are in pieces again, all the way trailing up and down the stairs. And finally, he had a crack in my Apple Watch last night as well.
No.
So my new strap, the little leathery bits are across the ground.
Oh, no.
As well. And this is all this morning. I had to go to work. You know, obviously Jack is there, he can sort it. But I'm just like, what's the point? What's actually
trying to have nice things anymore?
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, why do they love tech? Danish has had like 3 electric toothbrushes. And apparently, this is so grim. Apparently, it sounds like bones when they eat them. Isn't that rank? Apple Watch, Seamus is digging into that like it's a little rodent in the woods.
Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Leak.
That is so disgusting and so grim, man.
Ah, but we loved him.
I just don't know what the point is anymore. Honestly, I feel like, you know, when your mom used to say that when you were all kids, be like, I give up, girls. I'm not doing it anymore. Do you know what?
I don't know why I bother in this house.
If you want to live in a kip, live in a kip. I give up. That's me this morning. Justin Bieber now at Spin.
Spin. Sheeran
and Sapphire. It's such a gorgeous song, isn't it?
We love it.
Yeah.
Go on, just
after 10 to 8 this Friday morning of a bank holiday weekend. Happy days. And we're currently in the middle of a second at the cinema. In a very rare occurrence, I have chosen today's movie and I'm really impressed by the feedback, guys.
Can I say, one of the best that's ever been on this game.
Would you say one of those ones that makes you go, geez, I really want to watch that now?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God, absolutely.
Your job has been to try and identify what this movie is based on this 1 second clip. Kev is standing by. What's the crack, Kev? Any plans for the bank holiday weekend?
Not really. I've actually just gone to work in the airport now, so I'm going to be depressed.
Oh, no, you're going to see everyone going off on their holidays. What do you do at the airport?
I just work in one of the shops.
No, no, you don't just work in one of the shops,
oh,
Kev.
Oh, God, you've set
you
her off,
work
Kev.
In one of the shops at the airport, and you are up at this crazy hour of the morning getting people sorted for their long flights. Well done, Kev. Now, this is a clip of the movie. Any idea what that film is, Kev?
Is it Big Daddy?
Big Daddy. Let's see if you're right.
I know, pal. That's not it.
But I want my own ass. I want my own ass.
I know.
What an amazing film. Well done. You've won yourself 4 IMC Cinema passes. When's the last time you saw Big Daddy?
Oh, it was years and years ago.
Yes.
It took me a while to realise that now, what that was.
But it came back to you in the end.
Yeah.
And tell us, are you watching Happy Gilmore 2? I've heard mixed reviews.
I started watching it, but I think I only lasted about half an hour.
Really? He's got to stick to the classics. Don't bring out a Big Daddy 2. That's what we'll say.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Don't
it
ruin
was so
the
perfect.
Legacy.
Exactly.
So
Kev, have a lovely weekend, and thanks, Emil, for listening and getting involved. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye, Kev.
Bye. Talk to you later. Obviously, we're off to All Together now, and I'm like, that is the most perfect comfort viewing.
Oh, my God.
Upon our return on Monday with a big chicken fried rice and Big Daddy. Bring it on, please. Sheeran and Sapphire. It's
103.8 Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Let's go. Hello, welcome to Friday of a bank holiday.
Oh my god, hello, welcome on in. Very important question. How much would you think a Child of Prague statue would be going for in the year of our Lord 2025?
Sorry, Child of Prague, just bring me back. Is this the statue that you would put out the night before a wedding hoping for no rain?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's and the are creepy you, little child looking Pope, lad.
And are you after one of these because you're getting married?
No, but it just popped up on my Instagram. I don't know what
Do you know
way
what
my
is?
Algorithm is working
no,
now.
No, you're getting served probably random wedding content. Because
yes.
Probably by default, you're looking
I do,
up different wedding bits.
I do get a lot of wedding stuff, but this is a real stretch.
Yes.
Someone called D. Hickey Vintage just sold a beautifully made vintage mid-century Irish plaster statue of the Child of Prague. It is a lovely looking little Child of Prague.
How much are they going for? Yeah, what'd she say?
€55 this went for. She said it's rare to come by in such super condition. And if D. Hickey Vintage says that, well, I'm inclined to believe her. €55 and €7 post and packaging.
Do you know what you do now the night before your wedding in a few months' time? You throw out your laboo-boo.
Oh my God!
The night
that
before
is
your
so
wedding,
smart.
You say boo boo. You do what you gotta do.
You gotta
for me,
do,
little
do what
girl.
You gotta do. Do. Perfect.
This is the Fiona version of the Child of Prague.
That is
Her
genius.
Boo boo out in the garden the night before, willing the rain away.
Whack a little Pope hat on it, and I'll be laughing.
That would go so viral. You need to get that on TikTok.
Oh my God!
You're gonna be so famous,
Emma. That is the best idea you have ever had.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Plus, in the next 10 minutes, we are going to be revealing all from the finale of Spin's Holiday Hot Pick.
Someone will be off to Mallorca, Malta, or Morocco.
Morocco.
All right, but for now, it is Friday, and normally that means Dave ranks. Dave gets to rank some of his favourite niche things in the past. He's done his favourite Fran quotes from Love Hate. Mm-hmm. He's also done the likes of Hannah Montana transition songs. But he's not here today, so that's that.
Ah, shame.
No, in his place, I will step up to the mantle. And today on the show, I bring you Emma Ranks. Voicemails my granny has left me.
Oh my God.
Normally on Dave Ranks, the clips are out in the ether. These are ones you may have come across. This today is an exclusive.
Whoa.
A quick one, first of all. My best friend is my 91-year-old grandmother. Her name is Phyllis and she is my soulmate. I lived with her for years and I'm utterly obsessed with the woman. I know she's listening right now. Yes, granny, you're back on the radio. In the past, on a different radio show, we used to do a bit called Phyllis with Knowledge.
Where, oh, well, I love yeah, that.
Where she would go through Tinder. She would teach us about dating in her day. There was some modern song quotes that she dissected and tried to make sense of.
Oh, my God.
She belongs on the radio, so I'm glad to give her her comeback on
the
show.
Get her on
the
payroll.
It's very hard to rank these from 5 to 1 because I adore and treasure them all. However, the first voicemail from my granny that you're hearing this morning in Emma Ranks. Voicemails my granny has left me. It's in fifth place because there's an accusation that I'm asleep.
Hi, Emma. How are you? Are you sleeping? I'll try again after she's on, okay, to see if I can find you, catch you. Okay, hon. Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, there, that is a bit of subtle shade.
Are you sleeping again? I love the sass, and that is the reason that that is in fifth place. We move on. This only in number 4 because there's a lateness accusation.
Oh. Hi, Emma. I was just wondering where you are now. I was going to start cooking your breakfast. I'd like to know how close you are. Have you left yet? Okay, Emma.
Isn't that now? Now? Excuse me. If you say meet me at 10 o'clock, Phyllis, I'll be there at 10 o'clock. Or has she even bloody left? Or is she still in the bed? Is she still in the bed?
Phyllis is a kill him with kindness kind of lady. And I like it.
We move on to the top 3. I adore this voicemail because I love the certainty around the exact amount of time before the next phone call is going to come through. And you may be sure that she's looking at that clock. And it will be exactly within 10 minutes.
Hi, Emma. It's only me now. I'll call you again in 10 minutes, okay? Bye.
So have your phone on you in 10 minutes, Emma. Just don't be wrecking me head. She is incredible.
This particular...
Yeah. It's just like, it's only me, love.
I know.
Oh. Adore her.
What a thing to hear.
Mate. Yeah, adore her. In number 2. This is in number 2 simply because the hello, Emma, is my favourite one of all. Listen closely.
Hi, Emma. Oh. Only me, Tess. How are you? I was just thinking about you and wondering how is Jack. Is he better? Sincerely hope so. Anyhow, I'll talk to you soon. God bless. Bye bye.
Oh,
let's just have that first couple of seconds again.
Yeah.
Hi, Emma. Only me, Tess.
Like in a world where the voicemail can be, hello, this is Bank of Ireland, there's been some suspicious activity on your account, and you check your voicemail and you get that, you are so blessed.
I know, I'm very lucky.
Wow.
And in the number 1 position, because this show means a lot to us and she gave it a compliment, it gets the number 1 slot.
Hey, Emma, are you lost? I can't find you. How are you? You're all right, and I was listening to you this morning. This is so funny. Okay, person, I'll catch you later. Bye. Bye-bye.
There you go. Oh.
Are you lost? Were you on the way down to her?
I have no idea. Maybe she rang me once or twice, but I love that. You're fine anyway, because I heard the show this morning. So funny. One more time for that number 1 slot.
Hi, Emma. Are you lost? I can't find you. How are you? You're all right, and I was listening to you this morning. This is so funny.
Wait,
okay, person, I'll catch you later. Bye, bye-bye.
Why does it go so well with David Guetta's Beautiful People?
This is Spin.
Morning. Spin's holiday hot pick. I'm a getaway. All right, if you were listening to Spin over the last couple of weeks, you would have known that we were giving away a holiday. And that holiday, it wasn't just to one place. No, that'd be too easy. It was to either Morocco, Malta, or Mallorca. This was all with Spin's holiday hot pick.
So the whole idea was you were getting in touch and you were sending in holiday hot pick for a few weeks to get yourself in the draw. And if you answered the phone to get into that draw, you had to answer with Spin, I want to pick a holiday. We had some great success on this. We had some utter flops on this. Mm-hmm. And at the end of last week, all our finalists were put into a draw and one was chosen at random.
Okay, so cast your mind back a few weeks. Or was it... Was this last week? No, I don't know.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, why am I getting into the pedantics? That is not the important thing here. The important thing is Darren, because this was his moment and how it went down when we called him on the show to qualify.
Ben, I want to take a holiday.
Yeah! Whoa!
one and done. I knew it.
So he was the one picked at random, and we rang him off air telling him that he'd be fighting it out with all these other finalists for the holiday, say, right? Little did he know he'd already won the bloody thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to mess with them and have a bit of fun with them. So Jamie and Faye are here each night. They do an amazing show, by the way. If you're, you know, want some company in the evenings, make sure to stick them on. They're on each evening at Spin from 7. But anyway, Jamie and Faye, they hosted this grand finale earlier in the week, and at the finale, it was hosted in a cinema in Dublin, and he was told, you know, come along, there'll be all the finalists there in the screening, and, you know, we'll figure out a winner by the end of the night. As we said, little did he know he'd already won it. So Jamie and Faye had a lot of fun with this.
We've been taking qualifiers for the last month for our standby list, and you are in a room full of them. Are you?
Plot twist. Yes, because there is only one qualifier here. Let that sink in.
We'll give you a minute for the penny to drop.
Everyone else in this room are actors. Take a look around.
Oh, how fun.
They'd be loving that now. I would love to say the line, everyone in this room is an actor.
I know.
Like, the drama of that is just so fun.
Especially because, you know, as Darren in that case, no, I definitely 100% qualified. So
yes.
You're starting to go, wait now, what's the story here? We do have Darren on the line right now. Darren, when we called you to answer or to qualify a few weeks ago, you gave a proper gusto, didn't you?
That was me, yeah.
It was you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the draw was done at random. Little did you know that your name was chosen, but then you were kind of sent on a bit of a wild goose chase. What happened after that?
Well, I was sent into town. I had to qualify for the competition,
right.
But I was already the winner.
So basically you were told, listen, what we need you to do then is everyone, loads of people who are down to kind of the finalists on this, have to meet at an IMC in town for the grand finale. Were you a bit like, jeez, they're making me do a lot of work for this, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be like a Squid Games or...
Mind goes straight to that. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So you were getting ready for physical combat, Darren, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You were ready to fight the head off someone.
What direction were you given from Spain on this? Just show up and we'll tell you what happens when you get there.
Yeah.
Bit dodgy sounding, isn't it?
No information at all.
Make you do anything.
So you headed along to the cinema. Did you get like your popcorn and stuff?
No, I just got a drink. I got fish and chips on the way in as well.
Nice. Gorge. Okay, we're really getting a visual of the evening. This is what I loved. Okay. We're world painting. So you get in and you're surrounded by people who you think are other finalists. So you're sitting there being like, one of these feckers better not take this off me.
Yeah.
Okay. Little did you know that everyone around you is an employee of whatever this company is called. They were essentially, acting as actors in that moment to kind of keep you in the dark.
Suspense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens then when you think the movie's about to start?
Yeah, they all just jumped up and said, where's the winner? There was no other, they were all actors and still he won. I was in utter shock now.
Take a second for the penny to drop? Like, when did you realise, oh God, I'm the winner?
Yeah, not until he said my name.
Even though Jamie and Faye were on screen in the cinema being like, it's all been a lie, no one around you is actually a qualifier, you must have realised, well, I'm genuinely a qualifier, so maybe this is me that I'm talking about. Confetti cannons going off, they reveal you're off on your holidays. Tell us, the big question for everyone was Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. Where are you going?
Yeah, Malta.
You're going to Malta.
Amazing. Malta. So have you been looking it up, getting stuff planned, saving places on Instagram that you're going to go for dinner and the works?
Yeah, I've been checking the weather forecast and up.
What's the weather like?
April, I'd say, hopefully.
Oh amazing. God, that's a great time for a bit of sun.
Yeah, and not too hot as well. Yeah. You strike me now with an April holiday to Malta as someone who doesn't do very well in the heat in the summer. Is that right?
Yeah, not too hot, not too hot.
All right, well listen, Darren, massive congratulations. We're thrilled for you and keep us in the loop in April when this finally comes around. You get to enjoy a free holiday on Spin.
Send us your cute holiday pics.
I definitely will.
Yay!
I definitely will.
Congrats,
thanks a million again, Spin.
Aw, you're so welcome. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Somber and undressed. It's such a heart wrencher. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now, you just heard there, somber and undressed, okay? If you don't mind you listening, may we just talk a little bit of technical radio stuff for a sec? I was going to say boring, but I actually don't think it's boring.
No.
I think you might find it even mildly interesting. There's something that we do here at Spin, and may I say, and credit the work of the people who make this station sound so bloody good, right?
across the market, it's the best sounding radio station out there, right? Hands down.
Wait, great.
And that's because of the really hard work that Kieran and Nick do. And they do extra work to make the station just sound really cool and sexy, all right? Mm. And we have something that we call power intros. And essentially, they're the bit at the start of the song where the singer of the song kind of introduces it rather than us, because sometimes, do you know what? It just sounds bloody sexy, okay? And it sounds great. So I don't know if you heard the one there at the start of the Somber song. It is a little bit unhinged and it caught my attention the other day.
Hey, my name is Somber.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Now, I was putting together the podcast the other day and I heard this and I went, that's a bit incriminating sounding, isn't it? Because the accusation there is Emma, Dave and Fiona, get undressed. And I'll tell you one thing, that's not what goes on in here in the morning.
I mean,
you know?
Unless you're talking about when Dave had his really bad sunburn and insisted on getting his nipples out for the duration of the show.
He has been taking his top off a lot recently.
He has a little bit.
I was like, I don't know if that's Nick and Kieran who make these just having a bit of a laugh at our expense or not. But I was like, there's definitely ways that they could make us sound like kind of criminal if they wanted to without us even realising, because it might just go over our heads. We kind of tasked Callum on this one because he's also a slickster when it comes to making these cool sounding things, to kind of come up with other things that are slightly incriminating or just make us sound like weirdos.
Yeah,
you
so
come up with such complimentary ways of saying nerd. Slickster.
I was giggling to myself at my desk yesterday making this was a lot of fun.
Because I was like, I'll take this, and he was like, no, I want to.
So I've kind of come up with stuff that kind of could make you sound a little bit stupid or a little bit silly. So we'll first start off
just what I do myself
basically
on this show.
We'll start off with Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child, where obviously she calls people names in her song, so I've used that in this unhinged intro.
Oh boy.
Hi, this is Sabrina Carpenter.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Stupid. Or is it
See, kind of works.
I thought you were going to use them. I thought you were going to use them after Dave's name, Man Child.
I was kind of thinking it, but I thought that was kind of basic. So I was, I'll call you stupid.
I was like, is it going to be a tag yourself situation? Which one of us is stupid? Which one of us is slow? Which one of us is useless?
That's good.
I think that Lola Young has got us pretty much down to a T in this one.
Your number one hit music station.
I mean, true.
Yeah.
It is true.
If there's one thing to describe Fiona, it is messy.
Hey, I brush my hair in the mornings.
Let's throw it back to Eliza Rose, the baddest of them all, and there's two bad in the studio this morning.
Emma and Fiona.
Summer's number one hit music station. You're on.
Sorry, can you please take over the juicy of these? Because I love them.
I assume you don't mean bad as in baddie.
Yeah,
I assume you mean bad, derogatory.
Terrible.
Oh, I thought you were being like, we're baddies, we're brilliant.
Oh, no. I know you're the worst presenters of them all.
Wow.
And finally, Benson Boone has us sounding a little bit creepy.
What's up, guys? This is Benson Boone.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Taking off your blue.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you.
I have to say, as much as they're amazing, nothing more incriminating than this.
Hey, my name is Somber.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
That's not very nice, don't. MK and Crystal now, this is your, which none of us own, so it wouldn't really be relevant, would it?
No.
You're on Spin. MK, Crystal and your here on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station, and all week we've been giving you the chance to win with Flyfit, teaming up with them because they're hosting their first ever High Rock simulation. It's an outdoor event in Swords on Saturday the 23rd of August. It's very much a split one on this. Either people are like, oh yeah, did you hear about this, lads? Girls. Or it's like, or it's like, what's that?
Exactly. It can be a thing where you look at people who seem to be so already invested in it, even though, as far as I'm concerned, High Rocks started last week.
Yeah.
But these people seem to have been doing it years.
Yeah.
And you might be looking at that thinking, ah, well, that's not for me now. But what about if you could go to it for free?
Yeah.
I'll try anything for
and
free.
And then you never know, before you know it, you're going off to Berlin to run around a shed and you're like, this is my life now. I'm a High Rocks girly or a High Rocks guy.
That is what we want for you.
Essentially, a High Rocks simulation. It's a fitness challenge and it combines these functional workouts and running. And it's basically designed to test your strength, endurance and stamina. So go away to test your fitness.
Do that, yeah. Go away and test the old endurance for yourself. Now, tickets are available for this event on the FlyFit website, but we want to get you sorted with a 6-month FlyFit roaming membership, meaning you can use any of their gyms and get entry into that High Rocks simulation event for absolutely free 99.
Aaron's there this morning. Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Not too bad. How are you?
Hey, any plans for the weekend, Aaron? Are you up to much?
No, not much. Not much.
Yeah, a lot of people say that there's, you know what? I've never heard someone go, do you know what? Now I'm getting married tomorrow. Or like, it's just all very tame. Listen, we would love to get you sorted with a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership. Are you a gym goer at the moment or is it something you'd like to get into, Aaron?
No, I'm a gym goer at the moment.
Good man. All right. Okay. Well, this would be lovely then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Save a bit of money for yourself and get to the High Rocks event. Okay. So to win that 6-month roaming membership and tickets to the High Rocks simulation, all you have to do is take on our High Rocks quiz. Now, don't worry. It's quite an easy one. We are going to put 30 seconds on the clock and ask you 5 questions, okay? The answers to the questions will either start with the letter H, Y, or O, or X. Do you know what I mean, Aaron? Because High Rocks. And to make
because High Rocks, guys?
Because High Rocks, it's a way of life. To make it even easier, they will be going in that order, H, Y, or O, X. Okay? Does that sound good?
Okay.
All right, okay. We'll ask you the first question, then we'll hit the timer, okay? Let's do this. Where on the body would you normally wear a hat?
Head.
There you go.
What is the name of the small green Jedi Master in Star Wars?
Yoda.
Complete the name of the singer. Chapel who?
Brown.
Very good.
Yes. This chemical element shares its name with a now defunct Irish music festival.
Oxygen.
Nice one. What letter of the alphabet comes before Y?
X.
There you go, Aaron.
Yes,
you've gone,
Aaron.
And done it.
I was a big fan of those questions today, Callum. Yeah, they were really all across a range of genres and I was a fan.
Do you know what? When you're trying to get your last rep in or whatever at the gym, Aaron, you think, if only this could be as easy as the High Rocks quiz. That was so good. You have gone and done it. You've won yourself a 6-month roaming membership and bear in mind, you have the tickets as well if you fancy it. The High Rocks Simulation Outdoor Event in FlyFit and Swords happening on the 23rd of August. That the tickets that are yours as well, okay?
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Enjoy
so
that,
welcome.
Aaron. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Imagine Fiona this time next year. Just imagine it. Mm-hmm. That you and I are High Rocks girlies.
Oh my God. I see that for us.
Do you?
I see that. I just want to get to the stage where, like Aaron, someone could be like, and are you a gym goer? And that I can say, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that would be an enough of an achievement for me.
Me too, to be honest with you.
3-8 Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This
is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Your
number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. How's it going? One of the
morning.
Girls that we know, she's over and back to London loads doing red carpets and all, like, because she works in the media industry and she, you know, has to get audio for a radio station for. I won't mention her. She works for a rival.
I know who you're talking about, girl.
But every time she's in Heathrow Airport, and this happens like once a week, she must be exhausted from all the travel, and I wait for it. She gets a photo or a video of her new best friend, which is the, what would you say, the mobile Hoover.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And every time she's stuck in the airport, and that's her life now. She's like, good morning. And
oh,
he makes her little day. He's so cute. We don't really have one of them in Dublin Airport rocking around
all
doing
its own
thing.
All we have instead is, you know, that really excitable security guard who's like, everybody come this way.
Yes.
That's our version of the Hoover robot.
Oh my God, I love when he's there. He just changes the whole vibe. He's great. Actually, we don't need a Hoover. We got that guy. Listen, it's the Friday of a long bank holiday weekend and your job is to pick the song that you want to launch the weekend. Before I even go any further, I'm the winner here. But anyway, we'll see what the votes say. Mm-hmm. It is All Together Now Weekend. From Belfast. Bicep and Glue. They are playing, I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow night in the wee hours of All Together Now, and I'll be there with bells on for this one song that I know from them, waiting for it to come on, pretending I'm cool knowing all the others.
Emma, you would have got away with it there.
Ah, it's
you
okay. Didn't.
I was like, whoa, she's a bicep cut girly. I would have not known a difference.
This is an absolute tune. Get a belting on your radio before 10. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038. Dave's off with the Galway races today. He's left us this.
Howie lads, Dave here. I'm in Galway for the Galway races, and while I'm in Galway, I thought, why don't I pick a song for one more tune that's about Galway? So, live from Galway, I've chosen this.
Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands, and baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway.
Ed Sheeran, it's called Galway Girl. You know you want it as your last song of the show. It's a bit basic, but so am I. Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Self-aware king, we love it. Yeah.
Where is he going? I didn't catch that. Does anyone know where Dave is this weekend? All right, lads, I have gone for this.
So,
important that we all begin to worship full time at the Church of CMAT. I've been there a while. I need more people in the pews. That is,
I'm a new worshiper.
You're converted.
I've just joined.
Callum?
I've just joined.
I'm not there yet, but
Callum,
she did do the music video for her newest song in my beloved Omni Shopping Centre in Santry. Yeah.
There's
she was
something
in the
for everyone. Yeah. That is CMAT, Jamie Oliver, petrol station. Woo! Are you heading to All Together Now? Do you need to know more than take a sexy picture of me? Get that on your radio this morning. It is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
All right, I've gone for Bicep and Glue. Going to need your help on this. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Please, Dave, totally checking out with Galway Girl from Ed Sheeran, as he's off too well. Galway.
If you vote for that, I judge you. Jamie Oliver, petrol station. Woo! CMAT, that is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Vote now, please.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. 2 hours ago.
Hey, yeah.
Did we all kind of do a little bit of an eye roll yesterday when we saw the headline about Dublin City Council handing out I'm Sound badges?
Oh
no.
Oh my God. Like,
this was doing the rounds everywhere yesterday. My immediate reaction was an eye roll, and then I went, it's kind of cute though.
Do you think?
Kind of cute though. I don't know. The whole idea here is that it is, it's an initiative, I suppose, trying to make people cop on a little bit in the roads in Dublin. Handing out these I'm Sound badges to cyclists, drivers and pedestrians who show good behaviour on the roads. The way I look at it is, it's either going to take off and there'll be like, you know, like TikTok crews dying to get themselves an I'm Sound badge, or they'll hand out I'm Sound badges. People are like, I don't want that. That's embarrassing. I don't want an I'm Sound badge. It'll be one or the other.
It surely undoes your soundness if you're like, I have a badge saying I'm Sound. That's like saying, like, I have a badge saying, like, I didn't rob sweets from the shop. Like, it's just like the lady does protest too much.
And also just like, just don't be dangerous on the roads. Like,
exactly.
Surely that's kind of a thing anyway.
This is from, do you remember that Garen Noon ad about this a while ago? And I was like, love you, Garen, but like, what are you talking about? What? The ad was just like, hey, it's me, Garen. On the roads, be sound, be delicious. And it was like, what is this in relation to? I get like, ooh, use the lingo, be sound, but like, what are you on about? So at least we have a bit more context now.
So there's going to be then, I'm obsessed. I really want, Callum, can you look into this for me? I really want an interview with one of the soundness detectors.
Oh God.
Because they have been employed and I want to know what their credentials are to be
so
a soundness
true.
Detector. They're going to patrol the city during the summer and spot people and reward this good behaviour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's have a look at that for next week. I want to talk to
I'll
a soundness
detector.
I'll just
go on the street and try and find one and be like, here, will you come into the building?
Callum, you would actually qualify for that. I could so see you out in a little hive. Is
oh my
soundness
God.
Patroller
it's
with your little
like
clipboard.
Prefect at school, head boy. Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah. Sorry, rats out. That includes the soundness patrollers.
They're hoping that, you know, they'll you know, engage this fun and positive tone that'll make safety messages more engaging for all road users. That's the idea anyway. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, there's other things that move away from road safety because that's legitimate. Like, you can't be taking the mick when it comes to driving a vehicle when there's a cyclist around, yeah. And you can't be taking the mick as a cyclist with a car around. Like,
you can't run someone over and then be like, sorry, I don't care about the I'm Sound badge.
Exactly.
It's like, no, not only will you not get a badge, you will also go to prison.
So I was thinking about other things that, like, would actually qualify for an I'm Sound,
yes,
badge. And I know you have some too, Fiona. Like, not using the self-service scanners in Lidl when you have a full shop.
That's just selfish.
That's Sound. Mm-hmm. By saying, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to queue for the big long one.
I'm going to actually interact with a human.
Exactly.
You brave girl. Okay, you say, we're just leaving now if you want to grab that table when you're leaving a pub and you can see people hovering around your table. Do you know what? That is very Sound.
I would whip my Sound badge out and get that
thing going on. I'm glad that's what you'd whip out.
I know it's tale as old as time, but genuinely enforce it. Get a Sound badge. Don't sit next to someone on the bus when there's another seat anywhere on the bus available. Go look for another seat,
yes,
before you commit. Just put in your bag in my lap. Thank
Stop
you very
with
much.
That. Yes. This is very specific. Do not talk to me if you see me out on the street and I'm eating a sausage roll, because the pastry is all over me and I cannot be perceived at that time.
Mm.
So just if you see me, because I'm not going to rub off all the pastry crumbs off me until I finish the sausage roll. So please don't talk to me if I'm walking down the road eating a sausage roll. Then you get I'm Sound badge.
Mm-hmm. Just go past Molly without copping a feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sound and not a creep, maybe.
Yes.
A good little addition to those particular badges.
We just got a message in from Kieran there talking about the I'm Sound badges, and this is going back to more being on the street and being a pedestrian, but not pressing the traffic lights when there's nothing coming anyway. You get a Sound badge.
Because I do that. I'm sorry. I just press it.
You just get scared.
I know it's bad.
Yeah. I would try so hard not to. There's traffic lights out my way, and I know from being in the car, when they're red for so long. And I understand as a pedestrian, you need to cross the road, but if you just wait a minute, there'll probably be a break in the traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I am actually going to make an effort with that. Okay, thank you very much. All right, you tell tourists you don't actually have to pay the 25 cents, don't worry about it, when they're queuing for the bathroom in Stephen's Green.
Yeah. I'll just give you a pass back.
Yeah.
Fine. Give me grand. There's plenty there to work with. I think we can move away from the pedestrian size stuff.
Exactly. What are we talking about? All right, you tag your good looking friends in your Instagram story so people can have a stalk.
Oh,
that's very important. That is
a digital
important for me.
B-Sound badge.
Yes, yeah. And encourage your friends, your good looking friends, to go on public. What are they hiding? Let me see. Let me see your outfit.
I love it. Anyway, keep an eye out, because, and again, next week I would love to see what the credentials were to be one of these people who are the soundness detectors.
I'll try and get a job there. Then I don't need to find anyone.
I can so see that for you, genuinely.
You'd be so happy, Callum. Max Dean now at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sing it, Molly. I am such a stan of that song.
You really are.
Oh, it just does something to me. I love it. It's called Shake It to the Max. This is Spin. Good morning.
And I feel like every time you talk about, now I don't care if you don't like this song, you're lying to yourself. I'm like, you've really had some personal experience with someone saying they don't like this song.
I actually haven't.
Okay.
I just think it's one of those ones where it's going to be around for a while. It's going to be big.
Annoy some people. I love it as well. I'm a big fan. Right. If you've been listening to the show this week, you know that myself and Emma are off to All Together Now. If you've been following the Spin Instagram, you know that myself and Emma are off to All Together Now in matching pajamas. And if you haven't checked that out, please do. It's a very heartwarming moment that we experienced here in studio earlier in the week. I sometimes struggle in the festival sphere. I don't know if I would identify as a festival girly. I struggle to get myself organised. I always forget something. So I am approaching this today as one of you. As one of you listening, if you're thinking, I cannot get my ass in gear to get down to Waterford and have everything I need, I get you. And I am presenting you a guide from tips that I have found along the way that I think will help.
Okay.
And it's not just for All Together Now. It's for any festival you're off to. You might be off to All Together. You might be off to Electric Picnic. You might be off to some random festival in England, which I support, by the way. Good lads over there, by all accounts. All right. First up, do an Instagram story subtly gunning for a brand or PR company to sell you out free festival tickets, saying stuff like, can't believe I don't have a ticket for All Together Now this year. I will literally pay full price if anyone is thinking of selling one. I need to get down there, and accompany this with all the pictures of you going to the festival over the years, but you've actually never been, so you Photoshop yourself into it.
Okay.
It was someone on my Instagram story that I saw a couple of days ago
2 days out before Altogether Now, looking for five tickets.
Five, for God's sake.
Oh, and, come on, five is a chance in your arm.
And then a couple of hours later, they were like, even if someone can spare me one ticket.
Oh, yeah, wow. Exactly. Yeah. Bring the expectations.
I've been to every Altogether Now since they started, and I will say this. I have never seen a scarcity for tickets for Altogether Now.
It was really big this year, wasn't it?
Even my Waterford friends are saying, obviously people who are desperate to get there being like from Waterford or whatever, they're like, there hasn't even been Instagram stories of people selling.
Do you know the way before,
you're like, okay, wait for the week before, someone will be selling. There is none of that. Like most of, say, for example, my friend Paula, she's friends with loads of girls locally. She went to school in the city and stuff. They're like, they're not coming.
I've only seen people looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Precedent for Waterford people to get to Altogether Now, please. They should, like, you should have right First of way. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Okay, next up. When you're heading to a festival, fill your Stanley cup with ice separate from any liquid so you can get as much ice in there as possible and just use that as an ice holder for the weekend.
That's very smart,
Fiona. Now, if you don't have a Stanley cup, unfortunately, you cannot go to the festival. So please bear that in mind. That's very important.
That's me out.
I know. Sorry, Em. I know you thought you were going down today, but you won't. Okay? Is that okay? Right. Don't forget a camping chair. Very important. You're raging if you're down there with no camping chair.
Oh, there's nothing more sad and lonely.
Yeah, just standing around.
Or even sadder, down on the grass.
No,
looking
it's
up at
awful.
Everyone.
And if you want to make sure no one steals yours, do what I did 1 year and get a camping chair with a Union Jack on it. This was for an electric picnic when I left it so late. This was like the only camping chair left in the country.
You did not.
I had to. And guess what?
It was not burned to the ground.
Well, people just ignored it. People couldn't look directly at it in case they were overcome with the
rage.
Yeah, exactly. So that stayed outside my tent for the whole time. Okay. Bring a power bank that either stops working immediately, they're always handy to have around, or that you leave into a charging station at 4 a.m. on the first night and you can't find again for the rest of the weekend.
I actually bought one in a second-hand shop in Nutgrove the other day.
Oh, very good.
I wouldn't be trusting a second-hand power bank.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, Callum. I was trying to be eco-friendly.
Trying to be sustainable, for God's sake.
We've got loads in the press, hey, you know.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God, so can I take one of them? All right. Work at Bauer Media, where you can get a free power bank.
I was about to say, is there any spin ponchos around? I don't have one.
I don't think so.
Sugar.
Okay. I'll give you my fob if you want to get in. And you can have a power bank and you can actually get some IMC cinema passes out of Callum's drawer as well. Finally, on my guide to festivals, bring a torch. So that you can creep in people's tents and see who's getting with who.
That's
what everyone's just doing with those torches. Don't pretend you're going to the bathroom. I don't buy that.
You're looking for the silhouettes to
you
see what everyone's
pervert.
Up to. Fiona.
I'm only messing. Have fun at the festival. I'll see you there.
You okay, Callum? Yeah, another week, another near heart sack for our producer, Callum. Courtesy of Fiona Frawley, everybody.
Spin 1038's golden ticket.
You know the drill. We want to send you to Fuerteventura on a free holiday thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And it's Katie on this morning. Hello.
How are you?
Good. Do you have anything on for the bank holiday weekend, Katie?
No, nothing. Relaxing.
People are really chilling. Are you kind of a situation where you forgot it was the bank holiday and you're like, oh God, here it is and I have nothing planned? Or was this your intention, purposefully do nothing?
I was off work this week and next week, so.
Oh, stunning.
Oh, so the bank holiday weekend isn't even really an extra bit of icing on the cake.
Just a drop of lotion to you.
Do you know what it is with the bank holiday? Our boss, Nick, always forgets it's a bank holiday coming up. So I get copious amounts of calendar invites from him for meetings on bank holiday Mondays. And I have to keep telling him, it's a bank holiday.
He doesn't care.
He just loves to work.
Oh, my God.
Katie, what I love about this is that you're off for 2 weeks and it doesn't sound like you're going anywhere. So wouldn't this be lovely to have in your arsenal and use whenever you want when you have a bit of annual leave left? We want to get you away, girl. When's the last time you were on holidays?
Last year.
Ah, come on.
Hey. Oh, definitely need a holiday now.
7 nights to go in this lovely spot in Fuerteventura. Do you know this game?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been listening the last few days?
Somewhat.
Okay, grand. You're kind of committed to it. That's fine. We'll take it.
That's fine. Listen, we'll take it.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. You've heard the game before. Do you know how many seconds ago on the clock?
20.
25.
Oh,
and
you gave yourself the gift of five more seconds there, Katie.
Five songs and artists are going to play. Your job is to correctly identify the five songs and artists within those 25 seconds, all right?
And you will win that trip to Fuerteventura. Okay, so Katie, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's going to be no skipping or passing, but there is one swap. So Katie, if you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you are stuck on. You only get one swap, so do use it wisely and just bear in mind you cannot swap the final song. Now we can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that all sound okay?
Yeah.
I've got good faith in you. You listen to Spin, you know what songs are big. There's nothing here to frighten you. These are all songs that you should be aware of. It might just be frustrating if they don't come to you. I think that's the only way you could get caught. You know these songs. All right, listen, let's do this. Katie, whereabouts in Dublin are you from?
Artane.
Katie and Artane, 25 seconds are on the clock. Let's do this. Let's win you a holiday. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
Well done. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso, you have been listening. Oh, I like you even more now.
Katie, that was incredible. I was going to say impressive and then I said incredible and I said incredible. But I stand by what I said because you got that in less than 3 seconds. You've got 22.7 seconds left on the clock for four songs and that is an incredible position to be in.
All right, here we go, girl. Song two on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I'm at a party I don't want to be at.
And I don't ever wear a suit and tie. It's Ed Sheeran.
If
I can sneak out the back.
Nobody's even looking me. If you're not interested, you'd say swap it if you don't know them.
Please swap.
Katie.
Swap.
Yeah, okay, great.
That time is too precious to waste any more time thinking about that song. It was Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, and the song is I Don't Care. All right? Not to worry.
Yes, we have reset the clock back to that 22.7 seconds. And if you've been listening, you also might know a rule about the song to swap. So we've got our new song to playing for you now in a second.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Every time you come around, you know I can't
say no. Is that good? Yes. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. Come on, just shout out some of his song names.
Oh,
this was huge during COVID. It was
something
everywhere.
Something that's not good that you need to quit. It was Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. Would you have gotten that?
No. Couldn't think of the title.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Katie's no friend of Ed's. Hey, that's fine.
All right, well, look, I'm sorry.
I had such high hopes.
When you got Espresso so quick, I was like, we are giving this away. Oh, no, Katie.
You'll never listen to Ed Sheeran again, girl.
Never.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy the rest of your week off.
Yeah. See you later, Katie. Bye. If you want to play Tuesday, the holiday's still here. You may be sure of it. Golden in a WhatsApp. Send it over and register to play Tuesday 087-711-1038. Adam Portnow with Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ah, yes, Friday of a bank holiday weekend. I presume we're off the hook and we won't be getting a public roasting.
Absolutely not. Because I'm not here until Thursday as well. I thought we'd get the worst bits in. And I can't believe that we haven't spoken about... It's August.
It is August. Oh my God, we haven't even mentioned that once. July is gone.
And it's also National Girlfriend Day, in case you didn't know. I'm seeing it all over Instagram this morning. So there you go now.
Perfect. What a week it's been. It's all together now, weekend. It's a long weekend. It's August and I'm off till Thursday. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of this week.
Come on.
And I'm going to start a petition where we get all of our traffic news dumbed down. So if we don't know where a place is, we'll find out where it is in relation to where it was used in a film or TV show.
Yeah, it's just at the Watling Street Bridge there. That's the Blue Bridge on the Houston side. And if you've never heard of it, it's near the old pub that they used in Love Hate.
Sorry, that is excellent. Thank you for speaking our language, Alex. We only go by what bridge was where.
That's excellent.
I loved that.
Perfect.
So
Ring Doorbells reveals that they're on the lookout for Irish voices to voice their new doorbell alerts.
Yes.
So I present to you four accents from Dave around the country in 20 seconds.
How are you, boy or girl or whatever? We don't judge.
Hey, how are you? Listen, I'm so sorry. So I am. We're not in at the moment, but listen.
All right, bud. Listen, clearly not in. So don't be ringing the doorbell.
while again, or it'll fall off. I only robbed it last night. Hi, how are you? Is this thing on? Listen, don't worry, we're not trapped in this little box in this recorded voicemail or anything.
Excellent.
He's a man with so many voices. His Trump one is the best.
We remain thankful that he didn't do the Indian one.
Yes. Don't want him to be cancelled.
No.
Emma was talking about doing errands with her granny and got very confused whilst trying to pick up a dressing gown.
I'm looking for a dressing gown.
In the July heat wave.
Yeah, no joy. She was looking for something that wasn't a Camino and wasn't woolly. You know, something kind of in the middle.
Camino! She didn't want to hike across Spain.
Damn it.
You were very lucky that Dave wasn't in that day because would have been Camino'd to high heaven.
Yeah. I love it so much. Two very similar words with very different vibes.
Very different vibes.
Camino and kimono. And finally, I don't know what was in the waters this week, but Emma got really, really, really depressing during a cash machine sale. Mm-hmm.
And we all get older and nearer death.
Oh,
whoa.
Woohoo.
And we see it going there.
Continue rotting away as human beings on this planet.
I think I'm starting to kind of rub off on Emma Nolan.
Yeah.
If you two are like me and just kind of waiting for death, then this is something you could do to pass the time.
Oh, it was like, it was just in a really weird dark rabbit hole.
How many times can you mention death in relation to winning €102,000?
A lot. More than you'd imagine.
Exactly. I have been producer Callum, and they have been the very worst bits this week.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you're one more tune winner in a sec. First, Lewis Capaldi and Survive on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
I had to order Crocs for all together now and they're not arriving. Sadness.
No.
They're not going to be here on time. I just checked the tracking number. No, no updates this morning, sadly.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know. Well, he used to go to the loo. What a letdown. All right, let's hand over to our lovely producer, Callum, for the results of One More Tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Bicep and Glue. Dave went for Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl. And Fiona went for Seabat, the Jamie Oliver petrol station. Mm. Dave finished last with 11% of the vote.
I have much more respect for you listening.
Yeah. Deserved. And I can tell you with 66% of the vote and the winner today, it's Emma Nolan and Bicep.
Okay, well,
don't worry, we'll listen to enough CMAT on the way down.
We will.
Playing all together now across the weekend. Can't wait to see them live. This is Bicep and Glue. Have a fantastic bank holiday weekend. We'll see you Tuesday. Mind yourself, okay?
Bye.
Michaela's on the way.